But someone inside the co-pilot dubbed it the waiting room. And I thought this is the perfect term or name for it, the perfect definition. And the waiting room essentially is this place, geographically or not, where you know you aren't fully happy in the long term, or it isn't for you in the long term, but you're kind of waiting for something to make a change. Hello and welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life. I'm recording this from my living room in The Hague, which I usually do. You might hear some screaming kids in the background as I live in front of the school. But I am saying this because this is probably one of the last times that I will be recording an episode from this place for the next few months. As in less than 3 weeks at the time of recording, I'm going on my 3-month Americas trip. Well, it's not really a trip, it's more like a workation, but with some holidays and time off planned. And I'm really, really excited to spend winter elsewhere. Last year, or actually this year, I spent winter at home, whereas I usually go or live in Latin America, somewhere warmer. And this time I spent it at home, and I even went to a colder place in Boston, and I realized I made a mistake there because I've really, really struggled with winter here. So this winter, I'm gladly spending it away and just going to enjoy some sunshine, even though the places I'm going to, they're not tropically warm or anything, but they're going to be warmer than here and also less gray. This is the most important factor to me. I'm recording this with Fenton on my lap, my dear cat. I think he's a little bit ill. He's very cuddly today and also a lot at home, whereas he usually is out and about to one of his 5 other homes in the 2 streets around me. So it's a quite comfy recording. And today I wanted to talk about something that we spoke about inside the Co-Pilot, my signature program, recently. And it was something that resonated with me, with a lot of other people. And it's also something that I've been seeing again and again with the clients that I work with, the expats, also my expat friends, and in my own life as well. And I figured if it resonates with me and so many other people, it will resonate with you as well. Given that most of my listeners are very alike to the people that I coach one-on-one and inside the co-pilot. And that thing that we're going to talk about today is the waiting room. Now, this phase of the waiting room, I have worked with people in that waiting room for a long time, but someone inside the co-pilot dubbed it the waiting room. And I thought this is the perfect term or name for it, the perfect definition. And the waiting room essentially is this place, geographically or not, where you know you aren't fully happy in the long term, or it isn't for you in the long term, but you're kind of waiting for something to make a change. So it could be a geographical location. Maybe you are somewhere where, you know, it's okay for now, but you know this isn't for me in the long term. But perhaps you don't know where you want to be in the long term. So you keep in that waiting room. Maybe it is not a place, but a job. I definitely had that when I was a diplomat. Already in year 2, I realized, okay, this isn't for me in the long term. But it took me another few years to actually make a change happen. Or maybe it's not a job, but it's a relationship that you feel like, okay, a change needs to happen. Or just a general phase in your life where you feel like, I'm somewhere in between chapters and I don't really know where I'm going, or I know where I want to go, but it's not really happening, or I'm not getting into action. Or maybe it's just, you know, a general feeling of like the routine that you have, or how your life is unfolding for you. Essentially, what is important here is that you're not fully happy and you know that in the long term you want to change, but you're waiting for something to make that change happen. And that could either be something external, like a visa, a new visa, or a job opportunity, or a relationship, or something else. Or even if something ending, you know, like a visa expiring, a reorganization, something that's basically forcing you out of like pain to make that change happen. Or it can be something internal, like the light bulb moment that you're expecting. Okay, I just need to wait till I know what I want and then I can take action. And whether it's external or internal, in the meantime, you are in that waiting room. And a waiting room isn't necessarily an unhappy place. I always say it's like a 6 out of 10 kind of room. So you're not super unhappy, It's not like you wake up in pure frustration, anxiety, and unhappiness every day. It's not like a 3 out of 10. But it's definitely also not an 8, 9, or 10 out of 10. It isn't fantastic, I want to stay here forever in this room. It's a 6 out of 10. And a 6 out of 10 means that you are aware that it isn't a 10 out of 10, but you're comfortable enough to stay. And people are, if we want to make a change, we're often moved by either pain or pleasure. And I guess mostly by pain for most people. So, you know, if we are really fed up with our job, our relationship with a country, or if something external is happening that is forcing us to make a change, then we are getting into action, and then that 6 out of 10 becomes unbearable because it turns into a 4 or 3, or there's a deadline associated with it, and we're realizing we can't keep this up. But if you don't have these pressing factors, it's very tempting to stay in the 6 out of 10. And there's a story that we often believe into, and that is also like, I just need to know for sure what I want, or I need to have the right conditions for me to make that change happen. Our brain will always try to keep us safe, our subconscious brain. And familiarity for the brain is that safety that we're looking for. So our brain will always try to keep us in what we already know. And this is why it's so hard to make a change happen if you don't have these pressing factors, because that's unfamiliarity if you make a change happen, and that signals unsafety to us. So you need to have a very convincing, compelling reason to get into action if you don't have these more outside factors pushing you to make that change happen. Unfortunately, because it's so tempting to stay in that waiting room, years pass by and we keep telling ourselves, oh, I just need to figure it out, or I just need this or that to happen first and then I can XYZ. And because we aren't super uncomfortable, like our days just pass by, the years pass by. And I'm so speaking from personal experience, because people are now, I had quite a few people asking me how long I've been living in The Hague this week. And I was like, oh fuck, it's already over 5 years. Well, that I have this house. I also spent 6 months away in Rio. And before that, I also lived in The Hague for 2 years. And this is the longest I ever lived in one city, my adult life or country even, in a row. And this isn't by choice. It's not because I'm super happy here or over the moon with The Hague that I am staying here. You know this if you've listened to the podcast before. And, but because I'm here pretty, you know, I know The Hague isn't for me in the long term. We all know that The Hague isn't for me in the long term. It's my lullaby, it sings me to sleep. And right now in the phase of my life that I'm in, I need different vibes. However, I am pretty comfortable here, right? I've got my own apartment. I have my beautiful cats here. I have my routine. I can travel still a bit. There are quite a few things that I'm really frustrated about, but they aren't enough to overcome the things I have in this waiting room. Now, for me, it's just a matter of timing when I will sell my house and move elsewhere. I know it's gonna happen. It might be in a couple of months, it might be in 1 or 2 years, probably not much longer than that. But it is, you know, I didn't intentionally decide I'm going to stay here for over 5 years, not at all. So it's that waiting room where you are pretty comfortable and the days just pass by, and before you know it, this is your life already for 5 years. Now, if you're really happy in that waiting room, by all means, go for it. But if you are a bit like the people that I coach, they want to be more intentional, they want to fulfill their potential, they want to be in the driver's seat fully of their life, and being in the waiting room for a very long time, the moment they become aware of it and they realize, shit, I've been waiting here forever, they are seeing, this is not the life that I want to live. And those are the people I'm speaking to today. I read a quote a couple of days ago, a quote that I had seen before, but I totally forgot about it. And it's the quote that says, whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. And I really think the same applies here. The longer you entertain the status quo, the more you are actually choosing it. Even if you, because we tell ourselves, I need to have more info, I need to have certain conditions so that I can make my decision. So we think we postpone our decision, but actually by not choosing a change or choosing something new, we're also making a decision. We're making a decision to entertain the status quo, a status quo of which we know we aren't fully happy in it. So whatever you're not changing, you're also choosing. So if you keep telling yourself, next year I'll make the decision, or I need this amount of money or that kind of promotion for a next job, then I can XYZ. What, if you're telling yourself that, you're also telling yourself it's okay to stay in that waiting room. And sometimes you do have a good reason for it. Maybe you are someone who's actively made, proactively made decisions in their life before and, you know, with didn't have any hesitation to get into action. But you're really, from a strategic point of view, are seeing, I want to change, but it's really good for me to get that promotion first because that will unlock something else for my next future, next chapter, whatever. Then that's fine. But if you're someone who kind of got sucked into that waiting room without an intentional choice, and all of a sudden you're realizing, I'm here saying this to myself and again and nothing is changing, then you might want to get out of it. I've heard several people who are living in a country where they know, I don't want to spend the rest of my life here. I don't even want to spend the next 5 years here. But I don't know where else to go because nothing really excites me that much and I haven't found my place yet. And so that's okay if you are actively searching what that place is. But if you aren't doing that and you're telling yourself, I'm waiting till I know what is my happy place, years will pass by and there might be a morning that you wake up and you're like, shit, I've been living here for 4 years in this place. Well, this has never been my true intention. And I know I don't want to stay here, but I'm just waiting. I would love for you to get out of that waiting room if you aren't, if this isn't a strategic, intentional choice. Because I think this is the case for lots of people. And I think it is so powerful to decide that you're done with the waiting room. You're done waiting for your next chapter. The moment I decided, okay, I'm going to leave The Hague, it's just a matter of timing for me, but I'm proactively working on my next chapter of leaving, I just felt something change within myself because all of a sudden I felt I was back in the driver's seat, back in control, and I was done waiting for external circumstances for that change to happen. And I'll give you an example so you have an idea what I'm speaking about. I own my apartment. I know I don't want to live here for not another year or two, if I'm honest. When I bought it, I always felt like, okay, this is like an in-between kind of apartment for a couple years and then I'll leave. I've definitely reached that time period already that I said when I was buying it. But what I told myself for a long time was that, well, several things, but the one thing I think that was mostly what I was saying was, I might get in a relationship and I would love to live together with someone. So it doesn't make sense for me now to sell my apartment, buy something else, and then maybe half a year later or a year later have to move all over again. And there's a lot of logistical, practical, and financial implications for that. And I told myself this for the first, I don't know, 3 years, I think. And also I was in a relationship, so it made sense for me a little bit, I guess. Although that relationship wasn't, long story, but anyway, I'm digressing. I told myself that for a couple of years until I realized I've been saying that for a long time now and I'm just waiting and waiting. And in the meantime, nothing is changing. And what I realized this year, not about this particular aspect, but in general, is that the more I say I just need XYZ first, the more I give my personal power away. So I give my personal power away to someone I haven't even met yet. That personal power is what I need to make a decision if do I want to live here or not. And so I started getting into action with so many different things that I used to like just kind of outsource to time, to people, to circumstances, to money. Because I would say, you know, it might happen or I need that or this could happen, so it's better to wait. And in that waiting room, I wasn't happy. And my happiness takes place today and every single day. And to make that happen, I need to be the one fully in charge and in the driver's seat and making my decisions and not outsourcing my power to things that may never happen, things that I worry about, things that I daydream about, intangible things like time and money that, yeah, I'm not going to go deeper into this, but I think you get the point of it. So for me to take back that control and say like, no, I'm realizing I don't want to live here and I am done in the waiting room of it. So I'm going to take action to get out of that waiting room has been incredibly powerful and has really spiced up my life in so many ways. And this is something that I do inside the Copilot and in my one-on-one coaching as well, where we get a lot deeper on what it is that they actually want so that they can start taking action. But also, if they don't know yet what they want, at least they know what they aren't happy about. And that's usually this waiting room. So I help them get a little bit clearer, but mostly about getting into action so that they get this momentum again and feel, okay, I am in charge, I'm deciding, and I don't need to stay in this waiting room if I'm not happy here. I have free will to walk away and to start a new chapter for myself. And I'm not quite sure how that chapter looks yet, but I can take action that will give me new data or that will at least get me onto a path, and then I will decide if that path is for me or not. Or I will close a few loops and chapters that I know aren't making me happy. And even if I don't know what's next, at least I'll be closing that so that there is space for me to receive new good things. That's the kind of work that we do inside my world. And today I wanted to speak to you as well. Like this is mainly just a cheerleading, motivating kind of episode, I guess, and making you aware. If you are in that waiting room, if you're realizing that now, yeah, my life is a 6 out of 10 and I know I don't want to stay in this place for the next couple of years, whether that place is geographical or something personal or professional. If you know that, let this be your cue to start getting ready to get out of the waiting room. Because what happens in the waiting room, if you are there, you might be in permanent pause, as I call it. I just created a reel about it. Maybe you're someone who has saving accounts in different countries, but you're not closing them because you never know if they come in handy. Or you keep checking real estate websites in different countries and cities because you want to know what's possible for you. Or perhaps you're someone who still has to hang a certain frame on the wall or wants to replace that IKEA lamp with something better. Or you have a few boxes still unpacked and you will keep them that way because it's easier for your next move. If you are entertaining that, like, okay, I'm here, but I also might leave again, or I'm researching all my options and I'm waiting for something to happen so I can make my decision, you are in that waiting room as well. And I would love for you to get out of it, because the moment that you decide for yourself, this is what I want or this is what I don't want, you will get so much more power and drive and momentum and energy. And this will help you make different decisions, take daily actions that will really improve your life. And if you can say to yourself, this is what I'm choosing, this is what I'm leaving behind, that is incredibly powerful. So for you to get out of that waiting room, if you're realizing, yeah, my life is a 6 out of 10 and I'm not happy here, but okay, Amanda, I'm in that waiting room. What do I do? Well, it's very simple. You get up and you leave. You open the door and you leave. Now, obviously that's a metaphor, but you can apply that in different ways. Getting up and leaving, or getting up and going through a new door, is about taking action. And that taking action is something you can do in various ways. You can, I think the most powerful action is to make a decision and saying, okay, yeah, the 6 out of 10, where I'm here in this country right now, it's not for me. Do I know what I want? I have a guess. And you know what? I'm just going to make it happen. Even if I'm not fully certain, I'm just going to decide by the end of the year, next year, I'm not going to be living here anymore. I'll be living in that other country. And I'll see there if that is the right fit for me or not. You can make an actual decision about, I'm done with the waiting room and I'm stepping into a specific new room. Maybe you don't know fully what that room looks like yet, but you're stepping into a new room. That's the metaphor, from the waiting room to the new room. What you can also do is to give yourself a deadline. Now, that's something that I've done before myself as well. And a couple of weeks ago, when I had my epiphany about I'm going to pause my one-on-one coaching, I remember I was crying, and also about my house and where I was living. And my aunt told me, oh, Amanda, your deadline is almost up. She had remembered, because in March of this year, I said to her and a few other people, I'm going to be moving within a year. And that was the same intuitive download that I had, and I didn't know where I would go, how it would look, but I just knew I'm going to move and I'm going to make this decision. And that has really helped me to get clearer with myself and to get a little bit more honest with myself. Because knowing that deadline, if you have a deadline coming up, and you need to honor your deadlines, obviously, otherwise it doesn't have that same power. But if you have that deadline coming up, you are going to be quicker with saying yes or no to certain things. You'll have to be more honest with yourself because you're going to have to decide in a couple of months. So time is ticking. And so all the fluff, all the noise that is keeping you distracted or is preventing you from making that choice needs to go away, because in X month's time, you need to make that decision. So you'll get more honest with yourself and it will get you into action. And it certainly has helped me to get into action. So what I'm already doing is I'm clearing out a lot of stuff in my house because I'm assuming and expecting that I will move in a couple of months. Now, I'm going on my workation trip. So that's until March. So, you know, obviously I'm not going to move straight after that away. But I am going to make a decision about my house in March, April. I've already decided. And what I'm doing already is like, okay, assuming I'm going to move, I'm just assuming it, no questions asked, because that's the deadline that I put myself on. I'm already clearing out stuff in my house and you know, throwing things away and donating, because if I move, it's easier if I don't have a lot of stuff with me. Now, you can put a deadline on making that change, like I'm doing, okay, within a year I'm moving, but it can also be a deadline, okay, within a year I'm deciding. That's something that I've done before, also in relationships where I wasn't fully happy and I thought, you know, I wanted to give the others some space as well, or myself, and I would always say, okay, in 3 months' time, I'm going to reassess and then I'll make a real decision, and that allowed me to relax in the here and now, not overthink it all the time. So you can place that deadline too. And another thing that you can do is starting to become really aware that you are in this waiting room. So I guess for most people, they weren't fully aware of it, or they didn't really admit it to themselves. Okay, I'm in the waiting room. They might have been aware I'm waiting for something to tell me yes or no, or I'm waiting for something to make that change happen, something to decide for me, basically. But I want you to get aware of, okay, I'm in the waiting room. And by not making a decision and by not taking action, I'm choosing to stay in the waiting room. I almost want you to get this into like a daily reminder, although you don't have to, you know, punish yourself every day for this. But I want you to be aware that you are actively in the process of figuring it out. Once you know something, once you're aware of something, it's really hard to become unaware of it. So now you are aware that you are in that waiting room. So that means you can't tell yourself like, oh, I'm just going to pretend I'm not in the waiting room. No, you have to admit it to yourself now. And it's okay if you say, okay, I am in the waiting room, but I'm not choosing to do anything about it for the next month or two because I'm in a busy phase of my life. That's fine. But then you're still aware. But I also want you to be like, okay, I've been annoyed with a few things about this phase or place in my life for the last weeks. It keeps coming back. Oh, this is the third time already. Oh, yes, I am in the waiting room and I have power, I have free will to decide if I want to stay here or not. So let me get in the process of figuring it out what it is that I want. Let me stop outsourcing my power to things that are outside of my control. And let me take responsibility for the fact that I'm in the waiting room and that I get to decide if I open a door or not. And that I choose if I wait for external factors to take place for that change to happen or not. So it's really about getting into that awareness and being honest with yourself. Okay, I'm choosing this. I'm staying here, or I'm moving, or I'm proactively figuring it out. Maybe I'm not ready to take a step yet, but what I can do is research my options better, is talk to people, is hiring a coach to help me figure it out much, much quicker. Those are things that you can do. And this is also the kind of work that we do inside the Copilot, where we get real honest about like, okay, I'm realizing that I keep choosing this again and again, or I realize that I develop certain habits here in this place that are keeping me in this story of I have no choice, or I need to wait, or I need certain things to happen. And it's also the work that we do is about getting into action, even if we don't know the outcome yet, even if we aren't fully sure yet, but just gathering that confidence and courage to get into action so that we can create that momentum that will then help you get out of the waiting room. That's the kind of work we do inside the Copilot. So those are the things that you can do. Make a decision, just go for it, even if you aren't 100% sure. 80% is good enough. Have a deadline for yourself, either to make that move happen or to make a decision, and share it with others so you can be held accountable. Or become really aware of, I am in the waiting room, and if I'm not changing this, I'm choosing it. So what am I going to do about it this month, this week? And hopefully that will generate some change for you so you can step out of the waiting room into a much better room where you can experience that 8, 9, or even 10 out of 10. It is possible. So that was what I wanted to share with you today. Also a good reminder for myself, because I think we all live sometime in a waiting room at some point in our lives, or maybe for a certain aspect of our lives, but we have the power to get out of the waiting room. And I would love for you to get your power back. If anything of this episode resonated with you, let me know, or even better, share it on LinkedIn or Instagram and I will reshare it. I would love to hear your insights and also increase our reach so that we can grow our community. So let me know what you thought of this episode, what your takeaways are, and mostly what you're going to do about it. And let's get that conversation going. I'll talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.